First, a report out from closed session. By unanimous roll call vote, the board approved resolution 2014-15-30, compulsory unpaid leave of absence for one certificated employee. And I don't think that refers to anybody in the room. Okay.
It does all
Okay. I'd like to turn it over to our student representative to the board, Estelle.
Marysville Board Report. When spring break passes, Marysville does anything but wind down. From April to June, it's all about working and finishing off the year right. April General, prom is the word of the month. As it only days away now, this month the junior class made decorations for the grand event to be held at Elks Lodge. And they even brought in outside resources to advertise prom, like Corsage Company, and they had online tux fitting organization, Simple Tux. Come in on April 16th as well. Prom is May 2nd. April 17th, Marysville High School student government also got ready for the upcoming year with its annual spring election leadership conference. There had training for all offices, publicity, secretary, treasurer, vice president, and president. There were bonding exercises and several extraordinary learning moments. April 21st, in anticipation for voting, leadership put on its second consecutive annual speeches event for elections. All who were going to run had to make a speech and deliver in front of the school population. The school is very excited to see who will win in the tight race in the junior class and an associated student body as well. Upcoming events. Picnic day is May 8th, and students will be involved in participating by bringing home lunch. There will be blankets and games for the students to play and enjoy the sun. The third blood drive this year is on May 14th, and there will be a recognition program for the students for donating blood. Per transition, the annual Marysville High School Award Night will be May 18th, where students will be recognized for service and academic achievements. Lyndhurst High School Board Report. Prom was April 18th, and it was a great success and lots of fun. The FFA State Convention was on April 18th through April 21st. Upcoming events, class office speeches for upcoming sophomores, class of 2018 will be on April 29th. For upcoming juniors, class of 2017, they will be on April 30th. And for upcoming seniors, class of 2016, they will be on May 1st. There's a President's Council on May 30th and a Senate meeting on May 7th. The trip for the leadership class will be on May 9th, and the Kahisi makeup will be on May 12th and May 13th. Currently, we are planning our last rally of the year, the exit rally, which will be on June 5th. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, moving on. Comments from board members? Mr. Boom? Yeah. Mr. Fleury?
There was three retirements I was going to mention now instead of pulling it off later that were notable. One is Carla Beckett that is on there, has given a lot of time service to our district, not only paid, but her and her husband and family have given hundreds of hours to the Olivehurst area and is retiring from Lyndhurst High School. Another one on there, which has been Annie Spade and has worked many years for the district. And actually, I remember when I was at Yuba Gardens, she was one of our secretaries there. And one of the things I remember about her, she was always very accurate in what she did there. And the last one is Linda Porter, who is leaving Linda School after she started in 1971, which is quite a career. Also this weekend was the annual Northern California Bus Rodeo. There were six drivers that went. I went as a judge again. And in the last 10 years, our bus drivers have won the Northern California Rodeo seven times, and they won the state rodeo four times, which is basically a record. And when you go down there, you see the enthusiasm, and a lot of people realize that Marysville is the team to beat. I've had them tell me that when we were through the day. Michelle Derryberry, this is her fourth time to represent Northern California, and the top team was Michelle Derryberry, Ron Phillips, and Tana Davis. Also, the Educators Who Make a Difference was last Monday, and it's amazing when you see that. We have some very good educators in our district, and it makes you proud to see what we have working in our schools in Yuba County.
That's it.
Mr. Harris?
My only comment is she talked about the FFA State Convention. I was privileged enough to drive a van down a couple of days before the convention. If you ever want to take a power-packed trip, have Bonnie McGill schedule it for you. There is not a free minute, and she lets you see everything on the road. The kids were great, but it was just a great trip, and it was such a great experience when they opened their convention. On Saturday night, there were 5,430 kids in the convention hall in Fresno, and they were all just—they were all very well mannered. They just throughout the next couple of days, it's just a phenomenal sight to see them all down there, see how they participate, and to know that not only going to be our ag leaders, they're probably going to be a lot of our business leaders and community leaders in the future. But I've told Bonnie, and I'd just like to publicly say that she runs a great program, and she power packs her days, I'm telling you.
Mr. Denable? Mr. Crawford?
Just to congratulate the girls' softball and the boys' baseball teams at Lyndhurst High. We at least secured and share the titles in baseball and softball.
Yeah.
Okay, one comment. I was reading over the second interim report from the county, and I don't think it's in any of our other materials, but we received an excellent review. They did encourage us to watch our cash flow, and they did predict that we will have a drop in enrollment. So those things affect us, but overall, Superintendent Sanchez gave us a good review, so I think that's important to know. Moving on, opportunities for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association.
This got closer to you. Certain feel to it. Okay. So I didn't bring anybody with me today. And there's one little thing that through all of this I have neglected to do, and now here in public I'd like to do, and that is to thank Shelley, who is a health aide that was in the room when I passed out, Lori, who is here, didn't know I was going to do this, for contacting my husband when I passed out, Lenny, who was in my room, oddly, who took care of my kids. And Dr. Todd, I didn't know was there until maybe a week later, to my surprise. And I hear that you moved tables out of the way so the EMTs could get to me. Thank you. And anybody who donates blood, thanks for that, too. About the TA, you guys have it on your agenda tonight. Our members just finished voting today. I just got a text with the final results. And I'd just like to talk a little bit about what it does besides the increase in pay. I think the district and our members have an understanding regarding additional and higher quality services for students. Very much looking forward to the increased professional development and high quality professional development that we're hoping to have. And then things like tutoring and, you know, the extra stuff that teachers do. We're also working towards some more reasonable caseloads. We'll be having a side letter that's not included in the TA that you have before you, well, except that we're working on it. And some language has been clarified on transfer and reassignment that my hope is that because it's now clear, it was quite vague before we agreed it was vague, this should avoid any arbitration or grievances that could lead to arbitration. And I've gotten a lot of input from members over this last while of voting time. And it kind of boils down to that while the process was quite slow, most of them seem to be grateful for the thoughtfulness that went into it, the willingness for, on all sides to continue through the process, the negotiating process, and very happy that we didn't have to go into, of course, you guys haven't voted yet, so I don't know, but we haven't had to go into any of the other procedures that other districts in our area and further around the state have gone into. Also, sad that Ryan is gone, because everybody really appreciated the professionalism of both Romero and Ryan in this process. It was a great help at the table. Our vote was 353 yes and 20 no. It's 82% of our members voted to pass this TA. Compared to the last one that we voted on, the last time it was 65%. So it's a good indicator. I have to say that based on the last meeting, there were many members who were insulted by some accusations made by Mr. Rex. And due to that, several of them went back and listened to both recordings for the meetings. Nobody could find anything that was like what was described. And the comment about teachers making $90,000 a year, I've looked at the scattergram. There are three teachers who make $88,000, and they've given approximately four decades of their life to the district and probably won't be making that for much longer. I would imagine after 40 years you get close to retirement. And that's all that membership wanted to share. If you have any questions? Thank you.
Okay, Operating Engineers Local number 3. California School Employees Association 326 and 648. Association of Management and Confidential Employees. Supervisory Unit. Okay, I don't believe we have any public comment cards. So that brings us to the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. Rex. Tonight, I just have a couple of items that I wanted to share. One is the culmination of the Local Control Accountability Plan / Budget Committee. Very pleased with the process. I think all groups were well represented and certainly had multiple opportunities to share their perspective on how we should spend our funds to further support students' academic achievement. We did have 2,736 surveys submitted, and all the votes were tallied. And the second page, I pulled out the top 10 for you to see, so you didn't have to scout all around to see which one got the highest votes. And then finally, the list of committee members, and a big thank you to everyone who served on that committee, because it's important that not only they come to the meeting, but then they go back and they share with their the groups that they represent and bring back their best plans for how we should move forward in this LCAP process, which is not just a one-time shot. We continue to go back each and every year, review it, and we'll adjust. And the next part of this process will be for us to hold a public hearing on June 16th. We will I will present to the board a draft of the revised LCAP plan for the 15-16 school year, and then there'll be a period of time when folks can make comments, written comments, and I would be most happy to respond to those in writing. And then finally, the last step is the final draft to be approved by the board on June 23rd. So we just keep moving forward. Hard to believe June is just around the corner and May will be here Friday. Speaking of May, hopefully you all have marked May 16th on your calendar for the 5th annual Wine and Dine Under the Stars. And I just happen to have tickets here if any of the board members would like to purchase them. It is 100% of the funds that are raised go back directly to teachers and schools for the mini grants that are awarded twice a year. This year, our live band is a group called 10-8, which are law enforcement officers, and I hear they're quite good. So excited to hear them perform on the beautiful island gazebo at Ellis Lake. So hopefully you can be there. May 16th, it's 7 to 10 p.m. at Ellis Lake. And that's all I have this evening.
That brings us to the consent agenda. I'm sorry. Approval of minutes from the two board meetings. Let's do the minutes from the regular board meeting of...
Actually, they can both go together.
Okay, there was nobody absent, so we can do both of them. So the regular board meeting of 3:24 and the special board meeting of 4:08:15.
I'll move to approve 3:24:15 and 4:08:15.
It's been moved by Mr. Crawford, seconded by Mr. Fleury. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any noes?
Any noes? No, I don't think there were any noes. That brings us to consent agenda. And if there are any comments on the consent agenda, if there are none, we'll have a motion for the consent agenda, and then I think there might be some discussion. We'll go from there. Okay, do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda? Okay, moved by Randy Rasmussen and seconded by Mr. Danewall. Is there anyone who would like to discuss an item on the consent agenda?
There's one item. It's number one for the facilities department. There was a little bit of a clerical error on page 82 of your special forms. In item number one, it talks about $12,400, and then in parentheses it says $11,000. It is $11,000. That was corrected. It's just a clerical error. The bid was $11,000. The bid was $12,000. They went back and got us a better deal. So it was just a clerical error, and that's been corrected. So that was the only bit of discussion on that.
So with that error being corrected, any other comments on any of the consent? If not, there's been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda, now with this one correction. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? No. Okay, moving on. That brings us to new business. Child Development Department, Resolution 2014-15-27, Designation of Representative.
Good afternoon. This request has been prompted by the Department of the California State Department of Social Services for the board to be able to authorize me as the designee to coordinate with community care licensing to actually run our facility, our licensed facilities, of which we probably have about 20 different licensed facilities at 9 different school sites. So the existing resolution that we have on file is dated 2000, and the last time they were here, they requested that we do an update, just authorizing me to be their designee.
And is it your wish to be this?
Absolutely. Because if not, somebody else gets to do it. No.
Okay.
It should just be a matter of a formality of just that way I can apply for licenses and I kind of manage them out of our office.
So we went 12 years without someone doing it?
No, we just had, I was the designee, but we had Mark Liebman as a superintendent. We had a completely different board. And so they just want a current reflection of the board for Marysville Joint.
It's taken them 12 years to figure out we didn't have anybody.
I'm good with it.
Okay.
Any questions? No? Nope.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. The board will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Mr. Harris?
No, I'm
Mr. Harris. Is there a second? Mr. Crawford? Okay. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that brings us to nutrition services. Resolution 2014-15-28, School Lunch Hero Day and School Nutrition Employee Week.
Thank you. Good evening. This resolution is proclaiming Friday, May 1st, School Lunch Hero Day, and that's sponsored with the School Nutrition Association, and it's kind of spearheaded by the comic book that is the School Lunch Hero. There's, I think, 8 sessions of this book available, but so it's a national holiday in a sense, recognizing that school lunch employees are heroes to students every day. And then next week, May 4th through the 8th, is School Nutrition Employee Week, recognizing our employees for the dedication to the schools. We're actually hosting a little luncheon, and I have invitations for each of you in the board. It'll go in your Friday packet. And we're having our little party at Kynock School at 2:30 on Wednesday, May 6th. So we hope all of you can attend, and you'll be our guests for this event.
Okay, if there are any comments, the board will entertain a motion on Nutrition Services Resolution 2014-15-28. Is there a move to approve? Mr. Boom. Mr. Boom. Mr. Daniel seconds. Okay. Don't all rush in at once. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Next, under Personnel Services, Resolution 2014-15/29, Classified School Employees Appreciation Week. I'm going to make a comment on that our schools could not operate a single day without the classified employees. Okay. If there's no objection, the board will entertain a motion. Okay, it's a race. Go, Jim Fleury makes the motion, Mr. Fleury, and Mr. Harris seconds. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And any nays? All right. I think we should skip the next one. I'm sorry. Tentative agreement with MUTA. Okay. The board will entertain a motion, but I think we might have a little. Anybody care to make a motion? Okay. Mr. Fleury makes the motion. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Rasmussen. One question I had on this was, and I think it comes up later with item 4, do athletic coaches, are they included in the agreement? But that may come under item 4. I couldn't quite figure that out for unrepresented employees.
Actually, all the non-enumerated duties, including the coaching stipends, are improved by the same percentage amount. And we'll also have ongoing discussions about restructuring the stipends. And so the short answer is yes, they will eventually be improved as well.
Okay. The board will entertain a motion on the tentative agreement with MUTA. Oh, we have a motion and second. I'm sorry.
Mr. X, I do have just a comment. I would just like to acknowledge both bargaining teams, the district and the MUTA representatives, for all their efforts that they put towards this. I do miss kind of seeing a lot of folks out in the boardroom, but maybe we can have those come under different circumstances. But thank you for all of your efforts. Feed them. That always works, huh? Feed them and they will come. Thank you, though.
Okay, we need a vote. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? It passes unanimously. Okay, item three, tentative agreement with the supervisory unit. Okay, any comments? If none, the board will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to follow the recommendation.
Mr. Harris makes the motion. Is there a second? Okay, Mr. Fleury seconds the motion. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? No. 7-0. Okay. And item four, salary wage increase for unrepresented employees. I think I commented on that earlier. There's no other discussion, is there a motion to approve?
I'll move to approve.
Mr. Crawford moves to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Harris. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Okay. Agreement with Gay Todd, superintendent. There's no discussion. Is there? Can we have a motion? And okay, Mr. Denimel moves to approve. Okay, is there a second? Mr. Rasmussen seconds it. Any discussion? Okay. If there's no further discussion, or no discussion at all, I guess. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Any nays? None. So 7-0 vote. Agreement with Ryan DiGiulio, Assistant Superintendent of Business Services. This is a tricky one for me too, but
it was a good year.
I think this is due to his contract specifically, and he retains the 5%. 4% retroactive. So if somebody would like to make a motion to... I would imagine July 1st. Date of hire.
July 1 of 15.
Oh, well, that's right. He was already hired. So it goes back to the July 1. Okay. Any further discussion? Is there a motion? Okay, Mr. Fleury moves to approve the agreement with Ryan. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Rasmussen. All those in favor? Aye. Okay, any nays? Was that a nay?
No, it's a nay.
Okay. Item seven, agreement with Romero Carrion, Assistant Superintendent of Personnel Services. Is there any discussion? The board will entertain a motion. Okay, Mr. Danimal was first, and Mr. Harris seconds. I will say this, my comment is, I believe everybody in the district should receive the same percentage raise, and I'm very pleased with the outcome in the negotiations. If there's no other discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Nays? Any nays? 7-0. Purchasing Department bid award.
Good evening. This is just something we do annually for our warehouse stock for paper supplies due to the value. We do it about this time each spring for our July delivery for next school year for our district-wide paper usage.
Kathy, do you always itemize everything like this? This is really great. I was looking at the commodity groups there.
Yes, we always have, yes.
All right. That was nice to look at. Okay.
Thank you.
So any other questions?
Make a motion to approve.
Mr. Harris moves to approve.
I'll second.
Is that him? Okay. Mr. Crawford seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Any nays? No. Facilities Department, RFQ results for architectural services district-wide. I'm interested in this one.
Okay. It feels different without Ryan here, so I'll do my best. This is a request for facilities to move forward with master agreements for four additional architectural firms. We currently have two, and I feel like we could benefit from having a larger selection. So through the RFQ process and all the submittals and the interviews, we had 15 submittals. We whittled it down through a grading process with the submittals and the requirements in the RFQ, and we interviewed six firms, and we selected to move forward should the board allow us with four additional architectural firms and the master agreements for those firms.
Okay. And this was narrowed down, the six were narrowed down to from a larger group, obviously.
Yeah, we had the original submittals of 15, and we scored those based on the criteria in the RFQ. And from that, we chose to interview six. And from the interview process and that rating that became of that process, we chose to move forward with master agreements with the four of those six.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't believe so.
No, they have not.
And these are all state approved,
yes,
obviously. That means you add 25% to whatever the cost is, right? If there, okay. If there's no further discussion, the board will entertain a motion on Facilities Department.
Motion to approve.
Okay. Moved by Mr. Harris. Is there a second? Mr. Danable. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Okay. Item two. Master agreement with JK Architecture for architectural services. And you're back up.
Yes, and this item is a direct result of the prior item, number one. It's one of the four firms we'd like to move forward with the master agreement. And it's just the master agreement that's similar to those that were recently approved for our two firms, Rainforth Grau and Williams Plus Padden. So the terms are the very same as those two current versions. No actual work will be assigned, though, until a PA gets drafted and approved by the board. So the master agreements are in place, and then the PAs will follow.
Okay. Any comments? Mr. Boom moves to approve the item. Okay, is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Danable. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Okay. Yeah, three pretty much covers the same. Each of these pretty much covers the same agreement.
So just a different
I'm not sure how many times you want to make the same comment. Okay, item three, master agreement with Kirk Brainerd. Architect and Company for Architectural Services. Is there a We'll just go to the motion. Is there a motion? Mr. Rasmussen moves to approve. Is there a second? Mr. Danimal, all those in favor, please raise your hands. Okay. Item four, similar agreement, master agreement with Lyonicus, I guess?
Lyonicus. Lyonicus.
Okay. For architectural services, is there a motion to approve? Mr. Boom moves to approve. Mr. Fleury seconds the motion. All those in favor? Aye. Okay. Item five, master agreement with Architecture for Education and Company for architectural services. If there's no comments, the board will entertain a motion. Mr. Boom moves to approve. Mr. Danimal seconds the motion. All those in favor? Aye. Any nays? Okay, none. Estelle, this is going pretty fast. I can see you're watching this. Okay. Item six, bid award, South Lyndhurst High School portable addition. $204,000 was the low bidder, by Burko. Any discussion?
Just one question. That's what, 75, 80,000 lower than? Is that lower than what we talked about, than what we were looking at?
That's right about on budget.
Is it? Is mm-hmm. it? Okay. All right.
And that includes all the bells and whistles, right?
Yes.
Bells. I don't know about whistles.
Bells, yeah, okay. At least the bells. Okay. The board will entertain a motion to approve item six. Mr. Danimal, is there a second? Yes. Mr. Fleury seconds the motion, so bid award with South Lyndhurst High School portable addition. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? None. Passes unanimously. Item seven, bid award for Lyndhurst High School shade canopy. I think we spent more on the research than the actual. Okay. Any comments? Okay, Mr. Harris moves to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Crawford, I beat you, Jim. Okay. All those in favor?
Mr. Rex?
Aye.
Excuse me. Do we have a completion date for that, Cynthia? The shade structure?
I am going off memory. I don't believe that it will take more than 30 days in total. I believe the actual construction will take less, but we just give them more time because it doesn't hurt. But it should be about 30 days.
So it should be ready just in time to miss this year. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And that brings us to business services number one. We didn't have a vote on that. I'm sorry. Is there a motion to Mr. Crawford?
The shade structure already has a motion.
Oh, we need a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'm sorry. That's right. Oh, good. Okay. Business services number one, South Lyndhurst High School ASB account.
Yes, they would like one.
Yes, they would like one. I will.
That was my best Ryan DiGiulio imitation.
Jim and I, both having worked as with student body funds, okay, know what a hassle and also an aid to the school these accounts can be in providing. If there's no other discussion.
Why are we getting around to doing this now?
Well, for one thing, it's a continuation high school. It has to be approved somewhere along the line. So, no. But both high schools and the middle schools all have. Okay.
Of course you do.
Well, I just assumed that it had always been ongoing.
They haven't had an ASB at South Lyndhurst. So this is new. Mr. Jones would like to start one up and get the students involved.
That's my plan. Yeah. Thank you.
Is just since you're there, I made a note. Is this separate from North Marysville?
Well, it will be combined next year. It'll all be South Lyndhurst. Yes.
Oh, I see. That's right. All right.
North Marysville does not have one either at this point.
Okay.
So will the principal be the overseer? Because I think a lot of times in audits, the ASB accounts are some of the really sticklers.
They are. Yes, he will be, and it's unorganized, so it's not the same as the high schools. So there is student input, but it's not to the extent of Lyndhurst or Marysville.
Thank you.
Okay, if there are no other comments, the board will entertain a motion. Mr. Danimal moves to approve. Mr. Harris seconds. All those in favor? Aye. Well, this is amazing to me. Do we have someone to close the meeting in? All right. Then the meeting's adjourned.